Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is authentic. In a statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts has confirmed that a draft opinion leaked last night is real. The draft is written by Justice Samuel Alito, and if it holds, it would overturn Roe v. Wade and nearly 50 years of abortion rights. But Justice Roberts said the draft, quote, does not represent a decision by the court or the final position of any member on the issues in the case, and that the court will investigate the leak. NPR's Sarah McCammon joins us now. Sarah, Politico published this draft. What else does Chief Justice Roberts say in his statement?
Well, Chief Justice Roberts, as you noted, is confirming the authenticity of this document, but he's, you know, cautioning that it is just a draft. So that doesn't mean this is necessarily how things will turn out. Although court watchers say this is, you know, a very thorough opinion. It gives a lot of insight into the way that the judges are potentially leaning. And so I wouldn't dismiss it, of course. But you know, Roberts is being cautious, and he says he's asked for an investigation into this leak. But he says it won't be allowed to undermine the court.
It does give tremendous insight. In fact, the draft opinion was written by Justice Alito, who wrote, quote, Roe was egregiously wrong from the start. What argument does he make for overturning Roe?
Well, he argues that Roe and also Casey, another significant abortion rights case that came in the early 1990s, are both deeply flawed. He says that Roe was, quote, on a collision course with the Constitution from the day that it was decided. And he quoted Justice Byron White's dissent in Roe, which called it an exercise of raw judicial power. Alito said the Constitution contains no right to an abortion, and so the states should be allowed to decide whether to allow abortion at all, and many are expected not to.
Let's hear from President Biden, because he reacted to the draft ruling before getting on an airplane to Alabama.
If it becomes a law, and if what is written is what remains, it goes far beyond the concern of whether or not there is the right to choose. It goes to other basic rights. The right to marry, the right to determine a whole range of things.
What about those other basic rights, Sarah? What's the thinking there?
Well, as we heard, the concern is that rights like contraception and same-sex marriage could be threatened. That is a concern I've also been hearing from activists. I was on a call this morning with several major reproductive rights groups. They raised this issue. They said reproductive rights are connected with other rights like privacy and racial justice, among others. Now, Alito does argue in this draft that abortion is different from other rights because, in his words, it destroys fetal life. But it's hard to know where this argument goes and where it ends. The draft opinion also says that stare decisis, you know, that term we hear a lot in Supreme Court confirmation hearings in regard to the idea of settled law, he said that doesn't trump everything and that, quote, some of our most important constitutional decisions have overruled prior precedents. So Alito and his justices who agree with him, his concurring justices, appear to show a real openness to overturning major precedent.
You mentioned other states. There are many Republican-led state legislatures that have already moved to limit abortion access, and others are poised with these so-called trigger laws, which are bans designed to take effect if and when Roe is overturned. What are you watching for in those states, Sarah, if Roe v. Wade is struck down?
Right. The Guttmacher Institute and others have estimated that more than half of states would quickly move to ban most or all abortions. That's through a mix of some old laws still on the books, early abortion bans that have passed in the last few years but been blocked in court under Roe and other precedent, and yes, trigger bans, which are specifically written in the event that Roe would fall. So we're looking at mostly southern and midwestern states banning or deeply restricting abortion. Oklahoma, for example, just recently passed a total ban that would take effect later this summer. And reproductive rights advocates say this will mean a lot more patients traveling to states with less restrictive laws. But it's unlikely that those states are really ready for that kind of influx, although there are efforts underway in places like Illinois, California, Connecticut, and so forth to expand capacity to provide abortions. But as always, this will fall hardest on people who already struggle to access abortion. Those are disproportionately people of color, low-income people. Many folks just won't be able to gather the resources to make these trips.
About 30 seconds, Sarah. What are the repercussions of this leak for the court and also for the public perception of it?
Well, court watchers say this is highly unusual. It's been described as an earthquake. I spoke to Amy Howe of the SCOTUS blog, and she said, you know, this is just a real shock to the system, essentially. And so it's something I think that Justice Roberts is clearly concerned about.
Sarah McCammon, national correspondent for NPR. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.